Now, digital cameras have got immensely better and far cheaper over the recent years, but they're still not perfect. They're still quite expensive and complicated, partly because they're analog devices. Each pixel converts light into a variable amount of charge. Then circuitry has to digitize this voltage, converting it into a number, normally from 0 to 256. It also means that they don't have a large dynamic range. They're very bad at taking photos of both bright things and dark things at the same time. Essentially, you run out of numbers between 0 and 256. Now, Eduardo Charbon from the Technical University of Delft in the Netherlands might have a solution. Basically, get rid of the analog part entirely and make each pixel return only a 1 or a 0. This might sound like a stupid way of getting a good image because it's going to just produce something which looks like a photocopy. But because the sensors are so much more simple, you can get far more sensors in the same space.
So what's the difference between what he's proposing and what we have at the moment?
At the moment, each pixel gives you a number from maybe 0 to 256.
This is the CCD chip in the camera.
Each little pixel inside the chip. Whereas he's suggesting using many more far smaller pixels, which either return 1 or 0. Now, this actually does work quite well because of something called noise. Although the sensor should be returning a 1, sometimes it won't. It return a 0, and either it should be returning a 0, it might sometimes return a 1. And the probability of it returning a 1 increases as the light level goes up. So if you take, say, 1,000 of these little tiny sensors, which only return a 1 or a 0, then the average will change smoothly with the light level. And it's really useful because of the statistics which you're using. The value you read changes very rapidly when it's very dark, so you get good sensitivity at something looking at something very dark. Then it changes much more slowly as it gets very bright, in the same way as your eyes do exactly the same thing. And this means you can take useful photos of things which you've got areas which are very dark and areas which are very bright all at the same time. And also, you don't have to have the sensors which you're collecting for each pixel all in one place. You could make an array of like 100 lenses and then have lots of little cameras all lined up and then sort of join the top left pixel from all of those 100 little cameras and add them all up and average it. And so, because how thick a camera is to do with how far the lens has to be away from the sensor and how big the sensor is, if you make each sensor really small, you can make the camera incredibly thin, so maybe only a millimetre thick.
So it's really down to a question of size. It's a way of making these things much, much smaller so that you can pack more of them in. And that in turn means that then you can make use of this noise statistics phenomenon to get this really smooth gradation.
Sorry.
No problem with colour?
You probably do colour in exactly the same way. You put little filters over the different pixels so you get different colours, so they pick up different colours. Now, this might kind of just be interesting if it was expensive to make these things, but it turns out that conventional memory chips are light sensitive. If you scrape off the black plastic over the top, they're light sensitive. So he's suggesting that almost all you need to do to make a good light sensor is take memory chips, scrape the outside off, maybe do a bit of optimization, and you should be able to get a very cheap image sensor.
I mean, I think that what's really exciting about that is maybe we can use these to go and study wildlife and send, you know, this is opening up opportunities for putting cameras out into the world and finding out more things. I think it was just this week that there were albatross carrying cameras around, taking photographs of them flying around the Southern Ocean and fishing with killer whales, alongside killer whales. And that was fairly grainy. But if we can make tiny millimetre-thick cameras, just think what we could do. It's fantastic.
I was going to come up with a horrible pun, and since I thought of it, I still will. So making better cameras in future is going to be a PC of cake, is the bottom line, isn't it?
Oh dear.
Well,